Welcome to episode 33 of Twat Tech Radio. It's December 5th, 2005, and I'm your host, Livin' Dead. Today's subject to be SQL injection and the preventing of mainly using PHP because I'm not too fluent with ASP. But the main problem with SQL injection is the fact that people overlook it a lot. When people think of security, they think of securing their box. They go towards securing their programs by updating them and getting the newest patches, but often leave unprotected scripts on their site. Now, this gives them a false sense of security, because they think that because their box is secure, that their whole server is secure. But this isn't the case. You can get just as much, if not more, information using SQL injection than you can by actually owning the box. Now, using SQL injection, you can pull stuff out of databases, or even with the more advanced SQL injections, you can actually execute remote commands on the box and get information out of it. What SQL injection is changing the actual query that's being sent to the database from user input and making it do what you want it to do. This is usually achieved by ending the statement earlier by adding in a quote, a single quote or double quote, or other characters to end it, and then putting something like an or in it so that you can add another statement to do. I will include a demonstration of this in my show notes, as well as some other information about it. Now, this works because the SQL database is sent the query, but the query isn't sanitized before it's sent to it. And what I mean by sanitizing is it's not looked at and made sure that it's safe. Now, there are ways to make it sanitized using PHP, and using PHP it's very simple to do, but using ASP it's a little bit more difficult. Now, the worst part about ASP though, well, one of the worst, is that by default they show the ODBC errors. Now, these are database errors that are displayed that show information such as tables, rows, or the actual name of the database. This is bad because it gives you information that can help you in your injection and makes it a lot easier on your part so you don't have to do as much work. I'll post an example of this ODBC error in my show notes. Now, the easiest way to prevent this is to add something like add slashes, MD5, or use the SQL escape strings. In PHP, different databases use different escape strings, and I'll post a link to the php.net page that shows all of them. But just a quick overview, there's MySQL escape string, MaxDB escape string, DBX escape string, MySQL escape string, PG escape string, and SQLite escape string. Now, what these do is they escape all the characters, like the single quote or double quote, by adding the backslash before them, which is not stored in the database, plus a PHP script that it should ignore and not count as a real part of the SQL query, so it is ignored and thought to be part of the actual text itself. This means that it's sent in as text and not as part of the query. This is pretty much what add slashes does, but it is not specialized for a database. Now, for many scripts, people use something like the MD5 or other encryption methods to encrypt their whole string. What this does is, it makes it so that the information sent to the database is encrypted as a whole string and not sent as before. So, when it's sent, it compares the hash of the encrypted string to the entry in the database, not mattering if there is a single quote or to end the query, because it just compares the hash and not the actual string itself. This ruins the query, so it is not changed, and it just sends the whole string. For more information on SQL injection, there are many white papers on the internet or other places you can find on Google. You can also email joker@gmail.com. That's thjzerok3r@gmail.com. This has been Twat 33. To get this episode, you can go to twattech.org, twattech.org.